I head to a Chicago suburb called Hinsdale to understand the hubbub about McMansions. Over the past 20 years, one in three Hinsdale homes got torn down to make room for mostly bigger ones. Brian Hickey drives me past one-story brick and wood houses. Then there's this huge one with stucco and Spanish tile.
This is an example of something that somebody would go, wow, that's more Florida-like. You know, what happened?
It looks like it stepped out of the set of Miami Vice or something like that.
Yeah.
Bigger, mismatched homes sprouted up in Hinsdale during the real estate boom. And for some, Brian Hickey is partly to blame. You see, he runs teardowns.com. Hickey finds and sells homes to tear down and maybe replace with McMansions or replacement homes, as he calls them. Anyway, during the housing bubble, teardowns increased and so did complaints.
Well, some of the arguments I've heard against the teardown phenomenon is that, look, we're basically tossing perfectly workable houses into landfills.
See, that's not accurate. To take some of these homes and bring it up to what people in this community would expect in terms of housing amenities, it doesn't make sense to renovate when you can build new for less.
The big home trend faded recently, but if the soft real estate market improves, you gotta wonder, are people gonna build big again, or will they keep older, smaller homes? Hickey thinks old homes might lose out.
At some point, a buyer simply, you know, won't pay that price to live there.
In that one story.
In that one story,
small
two bedroom,
home.
Small kitchen. You know, the land will be where the value is.
Some real estate pros say Hickey is right. People want big and they're going to build what they want, where they want. Others say the game has changed. Local governments in Dallas, Denver, and other cities are starting to regulate teardowns like Hinsdale did. Robert McGinnis prints me out 60 pages of Hinsdale's building codes.
Still warm.
It's hot off the press, it's still warm.
McGinnis runs Hinsdale's building commission. He says the code got up to 60 pages partly because of teardown complaints.
Pollution issues, the loss of sunlight in some cases.
Loss of sunlight?
Loss of sunlight.
What do you mean
by
that?
Because some of these houses are so tall that they end up physically blocking out some of the sunlight.
McGinnis says it's hard to stop teardowns. You can just delay or improve them.
You know, I would like to think at some point Joe Q. Public says, you know what, boy, I really like to live in Hinsdale, but I can't afford to heat and cool a McMansion. So they're going to take a look at building a smaller home.
But McGinnis says this could be wishful thinking. So I thought I'd ask some Hinsdale homeowners about this small home idea. And wouldn't you know it, just outside McGinnis's office, I find Greta Filmanovasciuta. She's stuffing official demolition signs into her car.
I was getting my permits. We're going to tear down the old house and we are building the new house.
Are you guys looking at a house that's bigger than what you have now?
No, actually we are sizing down. But that's because we are only a three-person family and I don't want to have a huge house. And then we have high utility bills. This is a perfection for us, actually.
Filmanovasciuta says preservationists might not like that she's tearing down her home, but her neighbors are glad that she's keeping things modest, and she says she'd be proud to be starting a small home trend. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.